Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the third hour of Radio Law Talk. You can find us on RadioLawTalk.com or on your favorite radio station that carries us. If you listen on RadioLawTalk.com and they don't carry us in your area and you'd like to be able to listen on the radio, well, go ahead and send an email to your local radio station with this suggestion. We'd be happy to come to your locale over the airwaves. What do you think, Cal? Is that a good idea?
We may just ride our bicycles there one day. That'd be fun.
Well, that would be interesting.
Or like John Denver and what's his name in Dumb and Dumber, we could get us a couple of little tote coats and just that'd be fun.
Was John Denver in
Not Dumb John Denver? They were talking about John Denver. That John Denver is full of spit, they said.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Well, so we've gone through 2 hours here.
Forget my movie reference. I'm not very good at it.
2 hours having more fun than we ought to be able to, allowed to be able to, blah, 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 blah. Can't even speak in complete sentences. I'm having so much fun.
I'd say you're a little punch drunk.
It could be. Well, I have had a lot of Diet Coke this morning. I will say that. And I had my highly nutritious breakfast of ex-champions. Two donuts and a Diet Coke. I went with the. I got the donuts because I was getting the Diet Coke, so I could splurge on the sugar.
That was a nice compromise. That's good.
I'll tell you this though, right?
Because for lunch you're going to have two Big Macs and a Diet Coke.
If I make it to lunch, because right now it's about like 11:08 our time in the studio right now, and I'm probably going to crash here in about 20 minutes. But having a lot of fun this show talking about Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Chevron. We've talked about R. Kelly and other folks whose names start with an initial. We even got to talk about O.J. It's always a full day if you get to talk about O.J., but we're not done yet. We got more stuff to talk about in this third hour of Radio Law Talk. But before it starts with the topics, Cal, we got another case or no case to do, don't we?
We have one more, Todd, and I think you'll especially appreciate that one. So here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
A couple of guys who live in Los Angeles who wanted to get some, they're gathering film for, what do they call it? Stock film. We'll have a stock footage company.
B-roll stock
footage. Yeah, they want to do a stock footage company. Los Angeles residents Frank, Bobby, and his friend Carlos Wintour decided to go to Alaska bear hunting with a camera, not a gun, although they did take all of the appropriate measures, bear spray, handgun. I had a desire to photograph black bears because they already had the browns and the polar bears. So the black bears are the ones that have the Roman nose and shorter, more curved claws than brown bears. And it was a warm day. They alighted from their small charter plane, grabbed their gear, and set off for the forest. And there, right on the edge of the forest, near a grove of trees, on a rock, was a good-sized black bear sleeping belly down. They could even hear it snore. And so Carlos said, "That's boring, a sleeping bear." Franco said, "Just go behind him and poke him with a tree branch. Wake him up. When he wakes up, we'll get some good stuff there." So they said, "Well, let's try this." So they went and tried this, and they poked him, and the bear would, and then finally, the third time, the bear awoke, and Frank and Bobby were getting some good stuff on film. The bear, though, quickly lost interest and ran away, but they heard the whelp of a siren behind them, and they got a ticket for waking the bear. They decided to go to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game with their citation and said, "Do we have a case? This is not, you can't bust us for waking up a bear." Denise, what do you say, case or no case?
Well, this is really true. I mean, there's a saying, don't poke a sleeping bear, for goodness sake.
Well, that's just common sense, but these guys...
No, but that's a saying in Alaska.
Yeah, apparently these guys didn't have that
real.
Much
That's a
sense.
Saying in a lot of advice I give clients, don't poke the bear.
You know that I lived in Alaska. I know this.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't poke a sleeping bear.
They got a ticket.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't get a suit.
What, made out of bear fur?
So is it a case?
They tried to get the ticket. They wanted to get the ticket dismissed because it's a pretty expensive ticket for you mess with the wildlife in Alaska. They're not happy with that. So they wanted to get the ticket dismissed.
Got it.
Okay. Case or no case?
This is just weird enough that it should be a case. And this saying is real in Alaska, so it comes from somewhere. I'm going to say that it's a case, and they lose.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Kuhner, what do you think about the case of the photogs poking the black bear?
Poking the black bear. I don't know. Did the bear wake up? Hey, boo-boo. You got a picnic basket here? What do we?
Well, he wasn't happy.
Yeah, I bet not. Well, you know, I don't want to agree with Denise just out of general principle here.
Sure, why would you?
Stop it, Denise. Stop it. You know, last hour, Denise was saying I was making googly eyes, and now she's returning the favor. So they weren't trying with scissors to shore off or you shear the bear at all or anything like that, were they?
No, they did not want bear hair.
They did not want bear hair.
Nor did they want a bear bear.
This is reminding me of the schoolhouse where he was a scary bear, he was a hairy bear.
So?
All right. I'm going to go with it's a case. This is going to give Cal an opportunity to get some points if he stumped us. Okay, so I'm going to say this is a case. But I'm going to say that the two guys win because of some loophole in the law. Like, you're not allowed to wake a hibernating bear, but it wasn't hibernation season. It was lobernation.
Or maybe the exception was that you can't disturb the bear in the forest, but he wasn't in the forest. He was on the edge of the forest.
That's catching it. That's very good.
Oh.
Or maybe the case was dismissed because they subpoenaed the bear and he didn't show up.
He was not available for subpoena.
He wanted to sue the damages. Let me tell you what happened.
Yes, please do.
In Alaska, it is against the law to awaken a bear for the purposes of taking its picture. True. For that specific purpose, it's against the law to awaken a bear to take its picture.
Because their hair is just all messy and it puts them in a bad light.
If they're having a bad bear hair day.
Got it.
Okay, so, but here's what really happened. Nothing. It's no case. I made the whole thing up and that's that. So sorry. So that's case or no case for a third. Yeah.
2 points.
Yes, I get a couple of points. And that, you know, those are hard to come by against you smart people. So that's it. For case or no case. Next week. I'll have more.
Okay. All right. Promise? You'll have more for us next week?
Yes, I haven't prepped any for next week, but yes, next week I'll have three.
Well, you know, according to Fred, your prep is to actually use the restroom, and you've got that book for reading material next to you.
Yeah, I remember what I said was going to be on his headstone.
Yes. You know, we should start a podcast. We should start a podcast called Radio Law Talk Off the Air.
I agree.
Where we say the thing.
Mean stuff I've said to Cal during Radio Law. That would be a good one, too.
It would be akin to Radio Law Talk After Dark or During the Break.
The inside story.
I think that would be interesting stuff to do. But when we come back after the break, and we're going to keep it tame on the break. Promises, promises. We come back after the break. We got stuff going on in South Carolina with the Confederacy, Trump, Spicer, Justice Thomas, Derek Chauvin, Comfort Dogs.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
You know, we got that, when the bass drops on that rejoin music there.
Yeah.
This is really, I keep expecting Denise, I want her to was, what's the terminology? I want her to bust a move. And that's what I'd like to see. Just
break a hip?
There you go.
He doesn't look excited by the prospect.
I'm going to break a hip. It's the new TikTok.
That's how we say it when you're our age. You don't bust a move, you bust a hip.
Yeah, exactly. All right. That could be your rap name, Bust a Hip. You know?
No, bust a rhyme,
you're
going to
bust a hip. Okay. All right. Great. Whatever Denise's rap name will be, it won't change what happened in South Carolina. How's that for a segue?
Nice.
Won't change what happened in South Carolina. So over the last, what are we talking, Denise, 5 years, 6 years or so, there's been this push to remove monuments and things that might have questionable origins in terms of racism and the unsightly history of the United States in terms of some things, and folks that might have been involved in practices in the South or in the United States way back around the time that our country was founded, and that has resulted in removals of Confederate flags, monuments, things like that. But something happened in South Carolina recently, and what was that?
Well, a very important case came down, and it's a states' rights case, and I love states' rights case. There was a unique law that was entered by the legislature
in South Carolina.
In South Carolina, and it said that it actually prevented anyone from moving a Confederate monument or changing the historical name of a street or building without the legislature's permission. And that's really important, because that right now people are finding, oh, this just depicts racism, or this is historical. We can't just ignore our history, folks, you know, and that type of stuff. So there's two sides to this story. But what's important about this case is that the legislature made the law. That's number one. That the law says that you cannot do something. And that if you were to change that law, you have to have so much percentage of the legislation voting in favor of that. And so this has a lot of different layers to this case.
It does.
It's timely.
It's
timely. It's very current and very timely.
It was called South Carolina's Heritage Act. And essentially, it was challenged in court because opponents of the law felt that the law would preserve monuments or those things that have a racist history. And they wanted to be able to remove those, and that this law was unconstitutional or was inappropriate because it protected those things that some viewed as being monuments of racist origin. Now, the court, and this is the South Carolina Supreme Court, right?
Right, the state Supreme Court.
The state Supreme Court found in favor of the law with one exception. One exception. The law as written said that a monument could only be removed if it was approved, the removal was approved by the legislature by virtue of a two-thirds vote.
And that's hard to get.
That's right. And what the Supreme Court struck down was the two-thirds majority benchmark that any proposed removal had to meet. It's a simple majority of the legislature.
Not a super, right.
Not a super majority.
Right.
And so it did change the law there. But I like what the court did. Denise,
what I liked also is that it may take a two-thirds vote of the legislature to change the Constitution, the state Constitution, but it's a simple majority to change this law.
That's
and
right.
So it could be viewed as a win by the people that were not supporting the law as well, because it makes it easier to overturn the law.
Essentially, constitutional amendments usually require a two-thirds majority. And so I think the idea here is, essentially, look, South Carolina, if you want to protect the monuments that require a two-thirds majority, then amend your constitution to provide for that.
Right.
If it's a law as passed by the legislature, then it's just a simple majority. But the other thing I like about this, and I like this without even getting into the merits of whether or not a monument should or should not be removed because of its racist past. I mean, I'm not even going there. What I'm focusing on here with this is whether the monument should or shouldn't be there should occur and should arise out of the actions of the legislative branch. It's not something that should be decided by the executive branch. It's not something that should be decided by the judicial branch.
Right.
This is a legislative, because the people elected their representatives. In theory, the representatives should be doing what the people, what their constituents want, and let's do what the people want. And I think that's what the court said here. Don't come to us with this lawsuit to do an end around the way things are supposed to work, which is let the legislature decide it.
Right. Governor can't do it. Mayors of cities can't do it. This is in South Carolina, because of this law, only the legislature can change it or...
Well, this was back at the time when the Black Lives Matter movement was in full boil. When I say that, I mean activism in the streets, street damage and so on. And I think there was a temptation to say, well, let's pay attention to the emotional aspect of this instead of let's paying attention to the law and the way laws are supposed to be made. Maybe they should play that song, a bill is a bill, and, the thing from, what was that?
From Schoolhouse, yeah, where I am only a bill.
Right.
I just think with this that it's difficult when decisions are made based upon emotion. I understand the emotion. And again, maybe the monuments should be removed. Maybe they shouldn't. I'm not commenting on it. I'm just saying the determination needs to occur in the legislative branch, not in court.
And I'm totally agreeing with you. You got that right.
And so I'm happy for that decision. I think they got that right. We'll see if anything comes of it, but hey, we are at the bottom of the hour in our third hour. Only 30 minutes left, Denise. Only 30 minutes left. Can you put on some deodorant? It's getting a little bandy in here. So.
Oh, that might be me. I don't know.
Oh, sorry. It's me. My bad. We'll see you after this break.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on many of your favorite great radio stations coast to coast, and also on RadioLawTalk.com. And we thank you.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Having established earlier in the week that President Joe Biden has never once visited the southern U.S. border, Fox News' Peter Doocy tried on Friday to obtain a definitive answer to the question of why from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Why is this the one crisis, then, that he thinks he can manage better from here without having seen it than going to the southern border?
I can assure you the president is well aware of what the challenges are in our broken immigration system, something he watched closely over the last 4 years.
Australia's smallest state has announced its plan to welcome travelers from states and territories with a low risk of COVID-19 from mid-October. Within a month, people coming from across the country, except from the state of Victoria, will be allowed to enter Tasmania, Premier Peter Gutwine said on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're a whiner. Oh, come on.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
So where are we going now, Denise? Where are we headed now?
I think we're headed to the Supreme Court.
That's right. I do believe we are headed to the Supreme Court. Justice Thomas was in the news this past week. For those of you that are...
I got to get my Ruth Bader Ginsburg mask out.
For those of you that don't get the joke here, before her death, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when she was on the court, every time we talk about Justice Ginsburg, Fred would go on and on about the time that he met her, and it was
googly
like...
ice.
Yes, and it was to the point where it's like, you know, Fred, is there something you want to tell us? Because, I don't know, I think he kind of had a thing for her, you know? She looked like the Queen of England, and she was so demure.
Proper and small and petite with gloves on and just looked so magnificent.
May she rest in peace.
Yes. So.
Absolutely.
So that's why Cal's playing that song, dear, for the Supreme Court. But we are going to talk about Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, because he was in the news recently. He made statements that, according to what I have read, echoed the statements made by other justices of the Supreme Court, which is a genuine concern that the public, the way things are going, he's concerned that the public may lose faith in the court, and how if the public loses faith in the judicial system, in the court as a co-equal third branch of government, how that would be concerning to him, and he pointed to some things that he thinks lead to that. We can talk about that for just a second, but as I was telling Denise on the break, you know, I studied and researched a lot about the origin of the Constitution, what the Founding Fathers were doing, and quite frankly, back in the late 1700s, first off, founding a nation with a governing document called a constitution was a novel concept in and of itself. And now every country pretty much has one, but the United States was really blazing the trail, if you will, when it comes to that. Not only having a document that oversees and says how the government should be run, how the country should be run, but splitting up the power of government among three co-equal branches of government that could act as checks and balances on one another? Oh, my gosh.
No king, no queen. What are we going to do?
Yeah, no, it's a trifecta. It was amazingly smart. And really, our forefathers were really, 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 they could foresee things,
exactly.
I swear.
They were prescient, and they were obviously incredibly intelligent as to how they could balance out the things they did not like about what was going on in England.
And one of the
and not just England, anywhere. Separation of church and state.
Right.
You know, that was one of the main
concepts. Yes.
Concepts. Uh-huh. And so it was really about creating a stable government that could not be overthrown, I think, is what it was really about.
One of the things that they really struggled with, okay, so the concept of a legislature was not novel. I mean, their parliament was back in England, for crying out loud. And the concept of a judiciary, that wasn't novel. I mean, we had been living under English common law, which by its very name has magistrates in the judiciary. So the public understood that. But this idea of an executive branch. I mean, they didn't want to call it a king because Lord knows they'd already had it with that, but to have an executive branch where you'd have a single figurehead elected by the will of the people, they struggled with that in two ways. One, we want to make sure that people don't think that we're just getting back into the same problem we had before with a new king. We're calling it a president with the executive. By the same token, they wanted the people to buy into it, to accept it.
Right.
That's one of the reasons they didn't go with a popular vote. Just of all citizens, because if they had, let's say you got five people running and they split the vote 20%, 20%, but one guy gets 21%. So now he's the president because he got it by 21%. Nobody else is. So that's one of the reasons. I know there are several others, but that's one of the reasons.
And the small states said, hey, well, what about us?
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons that they went with the executive, or with with the electoral college.
There you go.
Because the president could be selected in a single meeting, and the requirement to be president required a clear majority of more than 50% of all votes cast.
Right.
So, and that was the way they thought, if we do that, then the rest of the country will accept the integrity and have faith in this branch of government, right? And what we see now in the concern of Justice Thomas is that the concern is not whether people are going to have faith in the executive branch. The concern now is, are people going to lose faith in the judicial branch? And that is the concern. You want the public to have faith in all three branches of government. And Thomas is concerned about, he specifically points out the media, and I think that I understand his argument, but I think it presents some problems with specifically pointing out the media, because the freedom of the press is directly under the First Amendment, right?
Yep, got to be there.
But he is concerned with that, right?
Right. And one of the important things about our government also is that it's a republic.
Yes.
And that part of it means that the power is held by the people.
Absolutely.
And the representatives of the people through the election. So that is an underlying theme here. And that the concept of republic, we're not United States or the Republic of United States or anything like that, but a lot of other countries, when they have regrouped themselves or changed their government structure, they do call themselves republic now, because that a concept about the power being in the people and their elected legal representatives that they elect, that is a very basic underlying theme for us.
Yes.
Well, I think back to the
That's why we got the Statue of Liberty, by the way, is because France wanted to recognize the United States as being a republic.
A constitutional republic, correct.
That's right.
So the interesting thing is about the Electoral College, at least as I see it, is there's also the same danger of people losing faith in that system and in the executive branch, because every time there's a close election, there's always this odd movement to me. People apparently haven't read the Constitution or don't know what it's trying to do, help us do, who say, well, let's banish the Electoral College. Let's get rid of that. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't you just banish the Supreme Court, too? I mean, if you're going to abolish something because you don't happen to like the way it makes you feel, there's a lot of things you can abolish, I suppose.
I do get that. And I know, I remember after the 2016 election, after the 2016 election, there, I remember hearing this a lot from a lot of friends of mine that did not vote for the person that won the election. So that's not my president. Not my president. And I heard that. Well, so that is one of those things that comes out, and that can act as a, well, does that undermine the faith that people have in that branch of government? And now there's the question about whether or not the faith is being undermined in the judicial branch of government. And this is what Justice Thomas was talking about recently, was his concerns that certain actions, like, you know, he didn't come out and say it, but I think there's a question about whether or not we're going to pack the court. Are we going to have more justices come on? Well, I think all the justices have expressed concern, not outright saying that would destroy the court, but concern that that may undermine the faith in the judiciary. Well, one of the things that I see, because Thomas talked about the media and things that the media says, and I've said this on this show several times, which is, you ever notice how the headlines don't match what actually happened in the court? When Obamacare was saved, how many times do you hear people say, Justice Roberts saved Obamacare? And they make it sound like Roberts came up with this novel concept that, no, he didn't. That was in the moving papers by the government. All Roberts said was, I agree with your argument. You're the ones that made the argument. I agree with you. That's what judges do.
Yep.
They don't create legislation. They don't come up. They rule between two arguments.
Well, when they do create legislation, it's called activism.
Yes.
And that is not favored.
Absolutely.
So,
and there's a major discussion about that now. By the way, one mentioned really quickly, when you worry about lack of faith in Congress, take an opinion poll. They are among the lowest rated, not only branches of government, but professions in the country. So we're already losing faith in one branch of government, and I'm concerned about that.
But the one thing about losing faith in Congress is this. If it's Congress,
vote them out.
Talking the difference between Congress and the Senate, if it's they run on 2-year terms. If you lack faith in your representative, vote them out.
Exactly.
They're only
right.
there for 2 years, and they're only there because you let them.
Right, which is what you hear about term limits. I said, we have term limits. It's called an election. Use it. You know, I mean, it's right there. So
one thing that there's a common theme right now with the U.S. Supreme Court, and whether you're a liberal or conservative, the theme is that this body is not political, that it should not be political, that it should be deciding all the issues based on the facts, the evidence before it, and the law, and not have personal political opinions to come into play in the decision making.
So we'll touch maybe on this just a smidge. We come back from the break. We got other stuff we got to get to. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
You guys are so smart. I love listening to you, and I hope many of the folks listening as well, because a lot of good discussion there. We appreciate the fact that you are listening to us, and we'll continue with Radio Law Talk in a little bit here on your local radio station. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No fun.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Just a quick follow-up on, I guess, and I think Denise has some comments she wants to make on the Clarence Thomas issue and having faith in the judiciary.
Yeah, I think it's very common that all of the judges or the justices want to be viewed as not political. And they have a difference of opinion as to what's the cause. Thomas points his fingers to the media and the misinformation and, you know, all of the stuff that's coming. But honestly, the media is both what takes us down in terms of misinformation, but what also keeps people honest, because they dig out and they investigate and all that. So it's not just the media. Breyer says it's the political structure, you know, and he complains about the Democrats wanting to pack the court and, you know, all these different ideas. All of these types of activities do undermine the judiciary. So we all need to realize we are a political structure and politics is going to get involved, but we have to do what we need to do to keep our justices and our judiciary non-politicized.
I agree, and I think the point that one of the points that Justice Thomas was making is that, look, justices rule on the facts and the law and what the law is. They don't rule based upon their personal ideology. And we have seen this countless times where when a person is being confirmed or going through the confirmation process, we hear no shortage of, if this person is confirmed, then that's the end of this judicial concept or that judicial concept. And then you look at somebody like Justice Roberts, Bush appointee. Everybody thought he was going to be conservative. He's been anything but. Right? He has made his decisions that have not gone along with what the prognosticators said. We've even seen that happen from Kavanaugh and Gorsuch recently in some cases. And so they seem to be where I think the judiciary would really lose the faith of the people is if in connection with whatever pressure they're getting from the politics and the press, if the judiciary started to rule based upon their own personal interests ends, that's when they would lose it. As long as the justices can maintain, we're ruling on the law and the facts and not our own personal preferences, as long as they can maintain that, I think there's hope for the judiciary. But boy, if they don't, that's going to be a tough road to hoe. That's going to be tough. But sticking with courts, you know, sometimes witnesses in a case, they're not always adults. Sometimes they're teenagers. Sometimes they're kids. Sometimes they have.
It could be a cow. I'm just saying.
Sure. Well, Cal, that's a very moving soundbite you've given us there.
I thought so.
Okay. But sometimes they're people that have developmental disabilities, right? Or they suffer from other folks. Autism, it spans the – runs the gamut of things that can happen. And a question has come up recently, and this – what jurisdiction?
Pennsylvania. It is out of their Supreme Court.
Whether or not an individual testifying can have a support animal, a support dog, with them, maybe barely visible to a jury. Sometimes they're not visible to a jury, but there so that the person can testify and help them overcome the anxiety of testifying. And what happened in Pennsylvania? What did the Supreme Court rule?
They ruled in favor of having this comfort animal. And I think it's rightfully so, because they said it's really important witnesses feel safe and that they have some kind of comfort during the time they're testifying, sometimes about very hard situations. And that comfort dog can help to, you know, to help that witness and perhaps it's even a victim. But the other side of it is that if the jurors see the comfort dog, they might have certain sympathies or feel like there are certain reasons that witness should or should not be, you know, believed. I mean, it could impact the perception of the jury. So it was a really important question.
Yeah, and I think where that would come up, I mean, let's say somebody is testifying, right, and they have a comfort animal up there, and the defense attorney wants to go up and do a cross-examination. And let's say that the cross-examination are legitimate questions that need to be answered. The greatest tool ever invented for ascertaining the truth is cross-examination. But a juror might look at what would otherwise be normal cross-examination and say, well, what are you beating up on that person with the service animal?
That person has a service cow. You cannot ask them that mean question because I have a cow at home and I love my cow.
Well, that raises another issue, which we'll see what happens moving forward. But it's this. So the court ruled that a person can have a service dog, a service animal, one that's been trained. But, you know, we saw this start in airline flights, right? I had to have my emotional support dog with me on the flight, and everybody knows. Next thing you know, you got people bringing, here's my emotional support peacock.
Aardvark.
You know, I'd like my emotional support boa constrictor to be on the plane with me. Can I have, and how far are they going to push this envelope when it comes to court? I completely agree with the decision that the Supreme Court rendered in that. I know that in the state of California, I mentioned two sections ago, or in our first hour, that I used to prosecute the sex crimes in a certain jurisdiction with victims age 14 and over. And going to the trainings we go to, they always talked about, yeah, get a motion to the court and get a service animal in there. You can do that. The judges will agree to it as long as it's not a distraction. So
there is a limitation on it, though. And the limitation is it's in criminal matters. Now, it does not extend to the civil context at this time.
Yes. And so, and mine were all criminal matters that we dealt with.
Sure.
And so, so they in California, they could have those. And if there's no specific law or judicial ruling in any specific state where the issue hasn't been addressed, then it defaults to the discretion of the court. And, but I think as long as it's not abused, you know.
Well, who brought this matter before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court? I mean, it was a criminal case, as you said.
It would have been an issue on appeal by the defense.
Okay. I mean,
because the animal was allowed. And this court could add.
Yes.
And then it's like, watch this, and he does this. And it turned out, when people observed that the guy didn't even know he was doing it, but he was giving a subtle clue to the horse, so that the horse, whenever the guy did something, the horse knew to stop beating its hoof, right? And I'm thinking about this going, well, what if you get the service dog? He's like, okay, now what happened here? And the guy goes to answer, and the dog puts the paw on the foot. I mean, actually, it would know the light was red. What color was the light? It was green. Paw. I mean, red. The dog knows the facts.
Well, I mean, that is a legitimate thing to ask. So the role of the pet, like you said, out of sight of the jury, right? Isn't that what you said, Denise? I think
yeah, they yeah. usually bring the service dog in and place the service dog out of the presence of the jury. And the trial court, the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania said the judge has a duty. Can't always let the service dog in. No. What you got to look at is a balancing test.
Yes.
And I love these balancing tests. You have to balance whether the degree to which the accommodation will assist the witness in testifying in a truthful manner against the possible prejudice to the defendant's right to a fair trial. And so in that particular case, they found that the service animal, Melody, did not cause prejudice to the defendant's trial.
Hmm. And that takes us to our last segment,
Cal. Our last thing that we do every week, and that is Quick Takes. And here's Todd Kunin with his Quick Take.
Okay, I'm just going to go with service animals. I'm waiting for Disney to come out with another installment of the Shaggy D.A.
Very good. Denise, what's your Quick Take today?
My Quick Take is Angelina and Brad Pitt. They both did their bad deeds. Nobody's worse than this. But stop the mess. Break all ties, and please do so quickly for the sake of the children.
Turn your backs and walk away.
Yep. Well, that's going to do it for this installment of Radio Law Talk. Next week, I anticipate we're back at full strength, all three of us, plus Cal, the four amigos, charging our way through the legal issues of the day with a half-eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwich and, you know, some day-old Kool-Aid. That's my story, and I'm sticking by it.
And taking no prisoners either.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, folks. We will catch you next week. Cal, take us out.
Thank you, folks, for listening to Radio Law Talk here on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Tell them thank you if you get a minute. And we'll see you next time on Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
There's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.